Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Of course, Melody will be here after the first break here, so hang with us. She'll be with us in a little bit. As always, we're going to bring up our special guest, Wendy Wilson, with Apothecary Herbs, someone I always enjoy talking to. I mean, that lady is a wealth of knowledge, but she's always upbeat and shares it with joy in her heart. But before we do that, we're always going to the markets and the metals and all that to get the information coming in. So here we go. Gold was down slightly, 12 cents, folks, 1877.04. Silver was down 20 cents, 23.40. Platinum and palladium were unchanged. Platinum was 10A725. Palladium was 17.13.17. Didn't change a penny either way. So I guess that's good, right? The markets, the Dow was up 185 to 33889. S&P was up 39 to 3958. NASDAQ was up 153 to 10895. The FTSE is up 0.4% to 7724. DAX was up 1.17% to 14947. Nikkei was up 1.03% to 26466. And Hang Seng was down 0.24% to 3161. USDX barely changed, up 0.01 to 103.24. Oil was up quite a bit, $2.56 to 77.68. The 10-year yield was down slightly, 0.08 to 3.573%. So there you go. The markets and the metals and basically pretty steady all over the world, everywhere. So that's nothing really exciting either way today, but there you go with the metals. The metals are holding on. And gold is just $130 away from reaching another record. So hang in there, folks. We're getting close. All right, let's go to our guest now. Go to Wendy Wilson. And Wendy is bringing information today, folks. I think that you're going to want to listen to very carefully. She gave me a choice of two topics. I told her to pick one of them because both of them are very interesting. Wendy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor Butch, good to be with you and all the listeners. And we're into the new year, and I hope everybody's doing okay. I thought we'd talk about our bones, because the bones are the skeletal framework that, you know, keeps us upright, helps us move. And bone health is a pretty big deal. And what's the number one thing when you were growing up as a kid, Pastor Butch, that, you know, your parents taught you that, you know, will help you have strong bones? What's the number one thing?
Milk.
Yeah, milk. We're going to get into that in this segment, because we're going to talk about how we can protect our bones, because not everything we heard about keeping bone health healthy is not exactly true. Now, scientists at a German research center called Helmholtz-Zentrum, they conducted some research to see how bones heal themselves. They were really fascinated how your bones, you know, remodel themselves. Now, of course, you know, whenever science wants to know how the human body heals itself, they want to know what mechanisms and chemicals and proteins are responsible for that in order to make drugs to, let's say, improve on that process. So them bones is important, and they know that. And so what I know about bones is that they are always in a regeneration phase. And they'll do that if they have proper nutritional elements to do it. And a lot of prescription drugs can actually flush a lot of these nutrients out of your system. That creates a slow down of bone regeneration and sometimes even bone death if we're not careful. So the German scientists, they set out to learn what keeps your bones healthy. So they were looking for those keys, you know, those little snippets of information that switch bone health on and bone health off. So if anything we've learned regarding reading a lot of these journal articles is that scientific reports, they say science is looking for the keys in a particular function. Now, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be your immune system function, your blood-brain barrier, your blood system, whatever it is. They're looking for the switches that control that particular metabolic function. Now, in the German study, this was December 2022, the scientists looked at bone remodeling, collagen proteins, and other components on how these things help bones cells react. So the team used what is called a 3D neutron tomography machine to measure get this, the water diffusion that is in your bones. Did you know your bones have water, Pastor Butch?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it, but I assumed they probably would. Water's huge a part of your body makeup, obviously, yes.
Right, and blood. Blood is mostly water,
of course.
If you think
yes.
about it. So they listed the bone minerals, and the report seemed to kind of trail off a little bit here in the journal article, going into an evolution type of discussion, you know, Snoreville. And the bones in comparison, they were comparing animal and human bones and all this stuff. Now, the researchers did want to answer the question on how bones change with age as you get older. Here's a quote from Professor Paul Zelensky, German researcher. He says, bone cells can respond to physical stress by sending biochemical signals that lead to the formation and reabsorption of bone tissue and to adapt to different loads. So this changes with age and with disease, in which the biochemical signals don't seem to work. So as we age, it can change, they say, how your chemistry communicates, and obviously at the level and magnitude of bone strength. So they're saying our bones are very complex, Pastor Butch. So according to the German study, the human bone, very complex system of collagen. A lot of mineral-based nanoparticles are involved, and protein compounds called protaglycans and other types of ingredients. So these components, they say, enabled in the collagen tissue, and along with a lot of fibers there, and they're responsible for tissue formation and repairing or regeneration of bones. So if you break a bone or you fracture a bone, these elements come into play. So these elements, they say, seem to be in a perfect balance. Now, who did that? Let's take a guess.
It was evolution. Don't you know it had to be evolution?
Oh, yeah. Well, perfect balance, that only means one person. That'd be God. And they're in such a perfect balance that if it gets disrupted, it has a negative effect on your bones. So if science gets involved, you know they want to tinker with those keys. And if it's disrupted, you're going to have a world of mess on your hands. So the protein compounds in your bones and in your cartilages, which, you know, also hold on to water, about 20% water volume is in your bones. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
That is a lot.
Well, it is a lot. Do you know why the water's there?
No.
Okay, I didn't either, but it says it allows for some elasticity in your bone structure to deal with load-bearing stress. Makes sense, doesn't it?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge with all the cables, the tension cables, and the bridge bounces a little bit. So they said now too much water makes your bones spongy and weak. Too little water makes your bones brittle. So they also reported that human bones have pores or channels within them, and it's through these channels that it functions like an orchestra where the bones start to remodel or repair. So science is kind of still not sure why bones may respond differently to elements like stress, and they want to know what makes them age and what happens when there is osteoporosis happening with regards to your bones not functioning well. So they're trying to find, you know, those keys so they can make more medications for you. So now there are some things the bones need to be healthy, and we have a lot of power over that. And we can find out what makes bones weak and sick, and we have a lot of power over that. So sugar is one of the enemies of bones because it depletes the phosphorus and the calcium levels in your bones. And when you get a loss of phosphorus and calcium, you get weak, weak bones. Now the other enemy is cow's milk. And you mentioned cow's milk as a kid being said, oh, you want strong bones, drink cow's milk. Well, cow's milk causes an alkaline environment which prevents absorption of calcium. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
A lot of people didn't know that. The other problem with animal calcium like this, it's not a sufficient form of calcium because it is lacking boron and magnesium, which is required by the body for it to absorb and put calcium where it needs to be. So your cow's milk doesn't have that. So if you look at your plant-based version of calcium, so your green leafy vegetables, oranges, even some of your herbs that have a calcium profile, it'll always have boron and magnesium with it. So your calcium from plants is better than cow's milk. That's what science is saying.
Wow. And that's interesting.
Yeah. You can reverse osteoporosis in like 4 months with plant-based calcium.
And where do you find that?
Well, if I like to jump to the chase, cut to the chase, and I go to the mineral-rich and vitamin-rich plants, they whole food. That's your medicinal herbs are more potent than your green leafy vegetables, for instance. It's sort of like that Special K commercial. One bowl of Special K or 30 bowls of shredded wheat. So I go to the plants that are the herbal medicinals because they'll have that same chemistry profile, but just be more potent about it.
Okay.
So I like to use comfrey, oat straw, lobelia, horsetail. These types of herbs are really good, strong calcium profile, but they also have that boron and magnesium, so the body can use the calcium. And by the way, the body will use calcium for bones, but it also needs it for strong muscles, the connective tissues like ligaments, tendons, and your skin. And also your immune system uses calcium as a flow switch to flip on your antibodies and then shut it off when you're well. So you got to have calcium for that. So here's some of the medical treatments, Pastor Butch, that'll kill your bones. Diuretics, they'll flush all these minerals right out of you. Birth control pills, same thing. Heart medications, antacids, steroids, cancer drugs, chemotherapy, radiation, of course, organ transplant medicines, arthritis medications, diabetic medication, cancer thyroid drugs, all going to flush minerals right out of your bones and make them very weak and brittle. Now, some diseases we can develop due to inadequate calcium, and those would be kidney diseases, thyroid diseases, as well as autoimmune diseases and digestive disorders. So calcium's a pretty big deal. Your framework needs it, your muscles need it, all your connective tissues need it, your immune system needs it. So calcium from plants, though, is preferred by the human body, according to this research. So if you have calcium deficiency, Pastor Butch, you could experience the following symptoms: muscle spasms, fainting, chest pains, heart failure, numbness and tingling, especially in the extremities, wheezing, difficulty swallowing, voice changes, depression and anxiety, impaired learning ability, fatigue, seizures, hair and nail problems, cirrhosis, and tooth decay, dry skin, cataracts, and osteoporosis. So calcium is a pretty big deal, so you want to protect the calcium levels or you're going to have a lot of these problems, and you most likely may get misdiagnosed.
Wow.
So, like I said, I like the plant-based calcium, but there are calcium in other foods that will have the boron and magnesium along with it. This is for the proper uptake of your calcium so the body can utilize it properly, because if you don't have the proper uptake, what happens is the body can displace calcium, and do you know what you can get when that happens, Pastor Butch?
Osteoporosis is one thing, I think, right?
Well, it displaces the calcium. means you could get, like, bone spurs.
Oh, bone spurs. Okay, yeah. Okay, absolutely. That makes sense. Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Or gallstones or strong arterial blockages. It sticks to the plaque, hardens your plaque. So you're going to find your calcium, boron, magnesium, good calcium profile in these type of foods. Salmon, fish. Fatty fish, sardines, kale, collard greens, broccoli, mustard greens, turnip greens, bok choy, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, millet and oats, and as I said, my favorite herbs are horsetail, comfrey, lobelia, and oat straw. So they're all going to have that really lovely calcium profile God built there, and with the uptake minerals for access to the calcium. So we're really blessed by God's creation if we don't mess it up and change it genetically, right?
You know, if we could find a pure food source, a pure food plant source and meat source, and have it in balance, we could be healthier all of our lives.
Well, do you know where there's a Russian consulate?
Do I know where there is one?
Right.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay, so where you have Russian consulates, you know, there's going to be a Russian supermarket, like a little health food store, which imports organic foods from Russia.
Wow.
And people say when they shop at those stores, they taste food for the first time.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, Russia doesn't allow any GMO. They do the old-fashioned farming, rotate crops. You know, they know what they're doing there. So people that say that if they've had, like I had a friend of mine who passed away in 2020 who used to go to Ukraine and Russia, like to travel, ex-military, just like to travel. And he would tell me, he says, the food over there is really wonderful. It's so lovely tasting. It's fresh. You can taste all the nutrition in it. He said, you come back to America and you're going, ugh, you know? He says, I need to move over there. But, you know, Russian's not an easy language to learn.
We're the most overfed, underfed nation in the world, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, we are because we're mineral deprived.
From
the 1920s onward, we're 50% depleted in our plant-based nutrition. So we're trying to overcompensate by eating a third more food, but it's just not working out.
It's amazing. So, we overeat and starve ourselves same time.
Isn't that something? If anybody wants to learn about how they can, you know, maximize nutrition in your herbal plants, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com if you want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com. Free newsletter, sign up there, and get empowered. It's all about, you know, knowledge and power. Wisdom, the beginning of wisdom. Seek the Lord's face. That's what you get.
Amen. For the fear of the Lord being the wisdom and knowledge. You're right, Wendy. And give number one more time.
It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog. You'll be glad you did. It's all about empowerment. God wants you to be empowered.
Amen. And he wants you to take care of your body because it's temple where he dwells. Thank you, Wendy, for being with us today. I appreciate it. I look for you next Wednesday also. Have a good week.
Okay. You too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Folks, what can I say? A load of information as always. Back at the break. Mel will be joining us next segment. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. Expected to join from Melody Cederstrom just a couple minutes here, or a few seconds, hopefully. Again, listen, Financial Survival. Melody's number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. You know, I was thinking today a little bit, and sometimes I do think a little bit. I really do. I really do. I was just thinking in my mind about back in 1971, whenever Nixon took us off the gold standard for our international payments, gold was $35 an ounce. Well, today it's almost $1,900 an ounce. Now, I was wondering how that compared percentage-wise of growth from 1971, 51 years ago, whatever, until now, and what would it be if you had a dollar a comparison growth rate until today also? $35, say you had $35 in cash, and 52 years later, what would be the comparison being the growth of the cash if you put in the bank at 5% a year compared to what gold has done? Just curious. I don't know. Maybe y'all can figure it out. Y'all are smarter than me. But the dollar itself has lost 30, 40, 50% at least in the last 20 years in buying power, purchasing power. So think about the difference, my friends, and what gold has done and silver has done, and how metals have gradually grown and went up, but always stay worth something of value with it. Piece of paper never does. Think about those things as you ponder what you're going to do with the future. And I think I heard Melody come in and join us. Melody, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Well, I'm glad you could join us today.
Well, thank you. Thank my computer. Thanks, Skype.
Okay. The Skype give you a hard time today, huh?
Yeah, it must be on the same computer line as the airlines today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll cover it a little bit. Yeah, yeah, this upset people in this country today, and I don't blame them. And some that upset people in the UK, too. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. But anyway.
Anyway,
what's on your mind today?
You went over the metal prices, right?
I certainly did.
All right, good job. Okay. Well, I had sent out, and I had made mention a couple of times in the past couple of days about sending in questions, and we're going to have Gold and Silver 101 once a week. We're going to try to do it once a week, and I got some really great questions in, and so I'm just going to do, you know, one question at a time, and because we don't want the whole show about questions. We want to get updated on the news and so forth, as important as this is. So the first question that I got was from Pam, and I want to thank her for her very well thought out email regarding what to do when you are ready to sell your gold and silver. And so another part of this Gold and Silver 101 that I get asked all the time is, how long do I hold my gold and silver? What is and what defines a long-term investment? So that will be another Gold and Silver 101 because, again, we just don't have the time to do this, and we'll just keep it one segment at a time so people don't get confused. So now we're just going to start out with Pam's questions, and she has quite a few. and it all involves selling the metals. Her first question is, what should my price be when I sell? The current day's price at time that we agree to the purchase? Well, for the most part, the price that you get is going to vary depending to whom you're selling the product to. Just like when you purchase your gold and silver, it's going to vary from dealer to dealer. And the retail sell bid price is based on basically three things: spot price, national wholesale bid price, and what the buyer or the dealer is going to offer you. Most dealers will have their own internal policies depending on the product, depending on their business, depending on their supplies and their needs to supply their customers. So that can vary. So from dealer to dealer, there is no direct, straight, same procedure when it comes to selling your product. Some dealers will only buy back product that they sold. They don't want to buy anybody else's product. Some dealers will tell you, well, we don't charge a fee if you buy the product from them, which I believe mostly is not true. If there is a mass liquidation, they're going to do all that work for nothing. Are you kidding me? And the biggest question to you is, how do you know that they're not charging you? Because there really isn't any place that you can only go by spot price. But you still don't know what they're charging you, because how can they be honest in telling you what the national wholesale bid price is? So you're basically taking them at the word. But it's just really common sense that they will charge you. Dealers aren't going to do stuff for nothing. There's some dealers out there who won't lock in the price until the product is received. So that's all of their internal procedures when it comes to selling. At Discount Gold and Silver, we will buy back your product whether you purchased it from us or not. I do believe in the future there could be so much confusion and chaos that when we get to this point, hopefully you're dealing with someone you know and trust. Even the bigger dealers can have their issues. And if you have your metals stored somewhere else other than your home, good luck. But that's going to be another topic that we're going to address in the future. So, okay, let's get back to the selling. So, yes, I will buy back most product. I will lock in prices on most product. However, it is at my discretion to not commit to a price until the product is received. One example is, you know, if you don't know where the product came from, like some people forget where they bought it from, or if it's like eBay, I can't lock in eBay's products because I've purchased fake items from them once before. Not from them, but a customer did. Not many, but there was a couple of them that were fake. So there's some places, if you bought from some place that I don't know who it is, I probably won't lock in the price for you. So again, sometimes when you think that you're getting a deal, you might think it's helping you then at that point in time, but it might actually hurt you in the future. So again, be very careful. Sometimes the cheapest price, and I'm going to say this again later on, the cheapest price is not always the best price. The same way when you're selling your coins, the highest price might not always be the best price. And I think also that the condition of coins, I tell you all the time, please take care of your coins, because if the coins come in and they're all beat up or they're toned and so forth, I'm going to have to reduce the price. So your locked-in price can adjust based on the condition of the coin. And what you believe condition of the coin could be totally different than what the market believes, because we have to resell that product to someone else. So it gets a little – so keep care and don't only buy quality coins. You know, don't buy scratched and beat up old coins. You know, don't do it just to save a buck or two. And I also think that sometimes in the future, when there is a mass liquidation, it will be very chaotic. Prices might change so much that I might not be able to lock in the prices. If someone locks in a price, let's say silver is trading at $75, Someone could lock in the price, and the next day or the next hour, it's $80, $85. There's a lot of people that might say, well, I'm not going to send it to them. I'm going to go and get my $80, $85. So when I sell into the market, I owe the market, and so do you. So it impacts a lot of folks when you don't keep your word when you tell someone you're sending your product, or even when you're buying new and you don't send your money, because we do things in real time. So we have to be careful. And if there's a mass liquidation, yeah, I could see where we're not locking in prices until the product is received. But it would be an industry, I believe. It would follow through the whole industry as a whole. And I think the changing of the process, we could see the process change in the future. But right now, I will usually lock in prices as long as I know where it was purchased. And if the product is not what it was described, as I mentioned before, the prices will be adjusted. So to recap your question, the product will be based on the national wholesale bid price and what you accept from the dealer. Her next question is, should there be a premium when I sell to a friend? The selling price to a friend is what the two of you agree on. If you want to add a premium and he's willing to accept that premium, you know, then you have a deal. And it also depends on how bad you need the funds. If you need the funds, you might offer it to him at a discount. Her third question is, when she sells to a dealer, will the dealer take a fee from the conversion or transaction? There usually is a fee, as I mentioned earlier. Fees will vary depending on supply and demand, and it's going to vary by dealer. It shouldn't be more than a couple of percent. If a dealer is offering too much for your product, beware. Pricing should all be fairly consistent between dealers. And those, again, who do not charge a fee, beware. Her next question is, how do I determine if it's a good deal for me so I can decide to wait or go ahead and sell? Shop around. Be aware. Sometimes, again, the highest price won't be the best price. Just like the lowest price when buying is not always the best price. She recently was going to pay a handyman in silver for his labor for home improvements, but he was unfamiliar with metals and uncertain. She explained to the extent that she understood. Eventually, he thought it'd be okay, and he planned to gift the prices to his grandchildren for Christmas. However, he was still unconvinced about metals when he gave her his invoice, so she paid him by check. Anyway, she was going to price the pieces according to the day's ending silver price and wasn't going to add any premium. At the time, silver was trading around $21, and that's what she had promised him if he ever decided he wanted the pieces. As for selling to an exchange, it seems that she would need to travel a couple of hours to a larger town where there are gold exchanges. She's unfamiliar with attempting to sell at a local pawn shop or a local jewelry store, if that's actually possible. And Butch, hop in here anytime if you have a question or anything, anytime you want.
That's the important part. That is the important part. Melody is reachable, folks. She's going to answer their phone. She's not going to say, I'm not available. We're not going to have some secretary say, well, she's out of town for next month or whatever. She's available. That's why I deal with Melody whenever I can. That's why people I recommend deal with Melody, in my mind, exclusively, because she is reachable. She's very easy to talk to. She's totally up, straight up and down honest. That's about as good as you can get working with anybody with any business transaction, but especially metals. Metals are so easily manipulated as far as selling for more profit than they should get. And folks, if you don't believe that, watch TV sometime. Watch for the cell phone on there. It's remarkable what they get out of those coins. It's unbelievable to get out of those coins. And people actually buy them. That's the sad part.
Yeah, it is. Because they think their place is bigger and they're more honest. But going back to the person that her first part of the question about paying someone, before I would pay someone, I would first get a bid price and offer that. And she did offer a fair price. But it isn't your responsibility to educate people that are not in the know. Now you shared, and I'm not going to scare you, but now you shared with someone that you have silver. We have to be very discreet with who you discuss metals with. You don't trust anyone. And you'll know in the future when there is a type of a situation. So don't offer. There'll be a situation like in the past, gas stations. They'll come up and they'll, you know, give you a discount if you pay with pre-1964 coinage. So there's way to come about it without really having to discuss with folks what metal is and so forth. If he was an older gentleman, I'll guarantee he probably knew a little bit more. He had grandchildren, I think she said. So, yeah. So be very careful who you discuss metals with. And but you should always sell your metals into the market to someone like me, period. This is where you'll get the most money for your product. Pawn shops, small local dealers, even jewelry stores do have a purpose. And they can be used if the mailing system is broken. It might be. It probably will be sometime. But if you use those pawn shops, local dealers, and so forth, most likely you'll be paid much less because they don't have the ability to liquidate like I do into the national markets. It also depends on how bad you need the money. You know, so it's important to have 90% silver, and that's what we're going to talk about next week is 90% silver. And again, you would only want to use those folks until the markets reopened or mailing reopened or whatever your need might be if it was an emergency. Her next question is, finally, if she wanted to ship her silver pieces to me for sale, is the shipping cost prohibitive for silver? It will be more expensive, but not prohibitive. The weight is what adds to the cost. And remember, gold is the savings account and silver is the checking account. Everything's going to be much more expensive. And, you know, I actually think that you might have centers that might be created for large sales, not for the smaller person, but for larger sales. And, you know, cost of shipping is just basically relative to everything else. So... And then she says, and how could the package be made secure, or is there a risk of no threat no matter how it is shipped? I guess that I would enclose coins in foil amongst other packages. And my answer to that is, do not wrap coins in foil. Do not place tape on coins. Do not damage your coins. Tape will damage your coins. Foil will damage your coins. You don't touch your coins. You keep them safe and dry. You don't want to encourage the toning of the silver, the oxidation. So please take care of your product. You can ship the product by registered and insured U.S. mail, just like we do in a lot of our orders. We use FedEx also, but for you, for shipping it back, you'll be using the U.S. mail. To date, this is still one of the most secure ways to ship and less expensive than just insured. Only insured packages. If it is not registered and insured, just insured packages are shipped with the general packages and more apt to get lost. So registered and insured packages are kept separate under lock and key, and it can take 7 to 10 business days to be received. So please plan accordingly to your needs. Registered and insured packages will be placed in a box inside a box, so make sure it's double boxed. Tape lids on the Silver Eagle tubes or your silver round tubes. Tape the lids on. Has it been 20 minutes already? We'll finish that up when we get back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188 is our telephone number, and our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Now, we were just finishing up on how to package your product to ship back in order to sell it, and I had mentioned to make sure it's registered and insured. It'll be less expensive than just an insured package. Make sure it's double boxed. Tape lids on silver tubes so then silver's not floating around and coins are getting damaged. Make sure product is tight and won't come undone in the shipment. With silver, because of the weight, use reinforced tape multiple times around the box. Because what happens is when you have a heavy box, they'll have a tendency to drop it. And if it isn't taped properly, the box will split open. And if you don't have your coins in there good and tight, or, you know, a little hand can slip in there, or the coins can come out, and so forth. So again, wrap, take the time and the cost and use that reinforced tape. When you think you have enough on, do it one more time. And then you will need brown paper tape to wrap the box. This tape is needed for registered and insured, as the post office will date stamp the box, and paper tape keeps the stamp that they use from being rubbed off. So that's why we use the paper tape. And there's always the risk of a package being lost, but it just happens rarely. So, and that was pretty much it. And I want to thank Pam for the questions. And she says, thanks for your great program. She really likes you and me, Butch. How about that?
Well, how about that? Thank you, Pam. I appreciate that.
So thank you, everyone. And thank you, Butch. And thank you for, I hope that has helped all of you. And I think we're getting to the point where we're going to need this education, because you really don't hear it anywhere.
No, you don't. And you had a good idea to bring this up and give this people a chance to ask you a question. That's an excellent idea, Melody. I mean, it really is. And if you need to take two segments for this, I think it's that important. Anytime you want to do that, it's really important.
Well, I think the questions are important from the listeners, is because, you know, doing this 28 years, you're not sure, you're getting into the real details. I'm always, you know, it's always better to have a question, and those questions were excellent. Excellent point. So your questions are important.
Totally
Discount
agree.
Gold and silver at yahoo.com.
Tell us
some news, Butch.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with a silly one first, because I think everybody needs to hear this, how insane our country is becoming, Melody. You're not going to believe this. The University of Southern California is removing the word field, F-I-E-L-D, from field work. You know why?
Must be racist or something.
It is. That's absolutely, you got, give her a coin. You got it. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. USC School of Social Work is removing the word field from its curriculum and practice, arguing that it could be considered anti-black or anti-immigrant to say someone is going into the field or conducting field work. The university explains our goal is not just to change language, but to honor and acknowledge inclusion and reject white supremacy, anti-immigrant, and anti-blackness ideologies. So use the word field and field work is now a white supremacist phrase. Wow. I mean, I'm laughing. It's not funny, but it's so stupid it's funny.
I know. It's just so. And you know what? It's just field trip.
Yeah, field work.
That's racist.
Don't use a word field, working in the field or field work. Don't do that.
Field trip. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. You must be one of those white supremacists. Mm. Unbelievable stupidity. Unbelievable stupidity. I'm going to call it like it is. It's stupidity. It's insanity. But now we'll get on something else because I think this is important. When I read this, I was a little bit shocked to see the amount of debt the U.S. household is in today. It's unbelievable. U.S. households' debt rises to $16.5 trillion. That's half the national debt they admit to. The average U.S. household owes more than $165,000 in debt, according to NerdWallet study. That amount of average household debt is pushed the national total to $16.5 trillion, a 7.65% increase from a year before. Study crafters also found that the credit card balances carried from month to month have gone up over the last year, now totaling roughly $460 billion. Mortgages, auto loans, and overall debt has also went up over the past 12 months. Meanwhile, student loan amounts dropped a bit, according to the study. The average U.S. household owed about $222,000 in mortgages, $17,000 in credit card debt, as well as $29,000 in auto loans last year. Credit card debt is often thought to be the result of frivolous spending, but for many Americans, that's just not true, said Sarah Rather, a NerdWallet credit card expert. Consumers are feeling the squeeze of higher prices and interest rates, and paychecks just aren't keeping up. That's forcing many to make tough decisions like going into debt to pay for necessities. That's true, and that is so sad. That is so sad. Absolutely, they're telling the truth. People rely on a credit card trying to hang in one more month, hoping to pay it off next month. But the average household owes $165,000 in debt. I'm so glad I'm not average. Praise God for that one. But Melody, I was talking to a lady today whose rent in Florida is around $4,000 a month, counting utilities and all. She says, I'm not really making it. I squeeze by every month. I'm not really making it. I can't imagine rent or a house payment of $4,000 a month. That's $50,000 a year. That's unbelievable to me. I know people do it every day and don't think anything about it, but to me, that's absolutely unbelievable. And to know that the average household is $165,000 in debt is also unbelievable. Any comments on that?
Now, that is a lot. And with interest rates, it's going to be hard. They'll never get out of debt, ever.
No,
because most people in this country, the consumer, doesn't have the discipline to get out of debt. Something gets waggled in front of their face, and they'll use their credit cards. And it's really sad that, you know, you hear everything coming out of the administration and on a lot of these other programs talking about, you know, just how great of an economy that we're having. And yet more and more people are using their credit cards just to get by. They're just shameless. And it's sad.
It is. It is really, really, really sad. I mean, I never, by the grace of God, ever gotten a mess where I'd use credit cards to pay debt. But if you do, all you're doing is increasing your debt. And you're not government, so you can't get by with it. You can't get by with that. That's just a sad statement. Ukraine fertilizer inflation crisis could result in 1 million more hunger deaths. Now, this article is really well written and makes perfect sense, but it's also something we need to pay really close attention to because it's our future. The rapid inflation in the cost of fertilizers as a result of the Ukraine war could see as many as 1 million additional people die of hunger-related deaths, a report has claimed. A study undertaken by researchers from the University of Edinburgh, University of Aberdeen, Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, and Rutgers University has found that up to 1 million more people could die as a result of hunger as a result of increased worldwide fertilizer prices. Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year kicked off a considerable supply chain crisis for both grains and fertilizers, with shortages in both areas prompting fears that many vulnerable nations could be pushed into famine. However, while it was reportedly expected that the sudden absence of Ukrainian grain from the world market would cause the most amount of chaos, with the Eastern European nation being traditionally responsible for a sizable share of the world's grain supply, researchers have now found that it is the increased cost of fertilizer that's putting more people at risk. According to the results of the study, around 100 million people could be, and I'll repeat that now, folks, it's important. According to the results of the study, about around 100 million people could be put at risk of hunger should fertilizer prices continue to rise, with such additives being necessary for the supply of large yields in modern farming. The modeling practice predicted that on average, now folks, this is not my article, this is well written and right to the point, the modeling predicted that on average food prices may rise by as much as 81% this year compared to 2021 levels. Wow. Gee. That's huge. That's really huge. I mean, Melly, that's scary, and we saw in 2022 how much we've seen food prices go up overall. I mean, if you put all the different raises together, it'd be tremendous to look at all one figure, wouldn't it?
It would.
Unbelievable.
And the thing of it is, you know, with the higher food cost, you know, people certainly aren't going to be losing weight on it, you know.
No.
Because they usually, when foods are that, you know, it makes you, you know, you buy pastas and things like that, that
these
potatoes, starches, yeah, less expensive foods.
That you can afford to buy. Try to fill your belly up. You really do.
Yep.
And this next article, Tom, finish it probably before we're done for today, but I don't think this is not going to happen. But I thought it was interesting to read. House Republicans to vote on bill abolishing IRS, eliminating income tax.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's hold a breath on that one, okay? I like the idea very much. And they want to defund 87,000 new agents to weaponize the IRS. I heard Schumer head of the Senate today saying, well, now that's because the Republicans want to make sure the rich don't get audited. And they're coming at people with $600 transactions, but they're talking about the rich getting, I mean, oh, both sides make me sick in my stomach. The Democrats, especially when Schumer said, well, they want to cut their agents because they don't want the rich people to be audited, just the poor people. Have you ever heard such absurdity and people buy this deluge of vomit?
I know. We talked briefly about it yesterday, and it's like, you know, the wealthy people don't pay taxes. They got all the loopholes. They got all the attorneys. They can move money around. And so they will never go after the wealthy, ever, because that's where they get their money. How do you think they turn into millionaires in their few years in office or their 50 years? And, you know, it's just – I'm so sick and tired of these politicians using their speak in order just to gather up votes and to punish and to point to the other side. It's just disgusting.
It really is disgusting. It's beyond disgusting. It really makes sick your stomach think about it when you watch it over so many years happening. And
they're worse now because they really are worse now than they used to be.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. Back in the, I know I'm getting old, but back when I first started paying attention to politics, probably in the 80s, the difference was the way they talked then and now is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They used to at least talk about budgets and trying to control things. Today, they don't even talk about keeping a budget.
No.
They don't even mention it. I mean, and they used to fight over, well, we can't raise taxes. People can't stand it. Now they raise a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, and nobody blinks an eye at it.
And they just lie to you while they're doing it.
Oh,
yeah. Just like Obamacare. It's like,
absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what, and it's going, that was going to be cheap and affordable to everybody, and it's out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
And they've increased prices on other insurance that people are trying to pay for also.
And you could keep your insurance. No, you couldn't.
And keep your doctor, too.
They just lie.
Keep your doctor, too. Lied all the way through it. But imagine that, being lied to by a politician. That's just unheard of. I know it is, but it happens, I'm afraid. And we're going to have not have time getting a lot more information today, but there's so much stuff going on. Kroger shoppers reporting a lot of empty shelves across supermarket chain locations. I don't have time to go through all this, but Kroger stores are literally running out of items, literally the empty shelves. They can't keep them in stock. So the only thing left on the shelf basically are overpriced items because people couldn't afford them. So as you said, they're buying the cheaper items because that's all they can afford, and they're running out of them. Even on the national news, they're talking about running out of even childhood medicines again.
Yep.
It's getting worse. This
Tylenol
is happening,
for
folks.
Children, yeah.
This is happening. In America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, with a land of plenty, where we had plenty that we always had more than enough for ourselves. We used to feed the world, and now we can't even feed ourselves. We can't even make our own cars. We can't make our clothes. We can't make our food. We don't make our medicine. What's left in America to make, folks? We don't make our own furniture any longer as a whole. What's left to make in America? What's left in America that you could count on to be there when you go to the store? Not much.
Marijuana.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Good high-quality marijuana. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But but this is really a sad thing to say. America produces very little anymore. We can't even feed ourselves. That's sad.
It's very sad.
I know we're running out of time, Bill. This is April. We'll wrap it up. But,
I know, and that's very sad.
It is. That's quick.
I know. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. And until then, be safe out there and give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Good night and God bless.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.